Hi, it's Esther here. Here are some examples of words where the e that is usually silent is pronounced, and as we said before, it's used to get from one sound to the other in this case because it's used to separate two identical or very similar sounds. So we'll start with the ones that are plurals, so that you're adding the S to make it more than one. Roses. So the S at the end of rose says Z, and you're adding an S. So they're very similar sounds, and that's why the E is there. Otherwise, it'd be roses, and it'd be too hard to say. Roses, hoses, races, noses. Horses. Now the next lot of ones that are plurals, more than one, ending ch, the ch sound, and the s is added to make the plural. But because ch and sh and s are similar sounds, so the ch and sh are fricatives and the s and z are fricatives, so they're similar, they're made with all that air. You also have to put the E in. So couches, pouches. Again, we're not saying couches, pouches. So the E is not pronounced as E, it's pronounced as the schwa sound, the weak form of the vowel. And obviously, then that is the weak syllable, and the beginning syllable is the strong one. So that's where the stress goes. So it's not couches, it's couches, pouches, beaches. So if I took words that had plurals by adding s, where it wasn't, the e wasn't separating two similar or identical sounds, you would have an example like clove. To clothe somebody ends in an E. When you add, or that's the verb, but a piece of clothing, yeah? Then when you add an S, it becomes clothes. It doesn't become clovers or clothes, it's just clothes, because th and z are not similar or identical. Another example is home. It ends in an E. When I add an S to make it a plural, it doesn't become homes or homers, it becomes homes. Now here you have to be careful, because if you're coming from a language where you don't have that many two consonants together, or you don't add an S on the end to make it more than one, you have to go straight from the to the z, or the S is saying z here, and not put a vowel in. And that's where it becomes like two consonants together. So you have to get your mouth to get used to that. So it's not homes, it's homes, because M and z are not identical or alike. And one more example that it doesn't happen is stoves. So it's not stoves, because V and S are not identical or similar. Whereas S and Z, roses, or CH and Z, couches, are. And now we'll do the verbs where this case, where the E is said as a schwa, because again, we've got sounds that are identical or close together that need to be separated by the ə sound. So here are the verbs. Not all the verbs, some of the verbs. Poses, praises, phrases. Copy with me. Amazes, traces, freezes, closes, washes, loses. Very good. Good practicing. We'll just do one sentence. Let's say the roses were on the couches after she washes the freezers. No, sorry. The roses were on the couches and they took their pouches to the beaches. Bye for now.